Rino Lianayim Masdisin.
He lit up our eyes from a Mishnah.
It says what? Eishes Yisrael Shenensa. An Eishes Yisrael with Nensa means somebody lived with her. Somebody forced her to live with her. His Afa Pisha Materas Labaila, even though she's allowed to live with her husband, she's not a Saita, since she was done Biyayna, she was forced. But Shnob Sulu Lakuna. Luyit Suya, her husband dies, she's not allowed to marry a Kayin. Now, Geya to a Kayin, she's called a Zaina. Rashi Psulu Lakuna means, in May's Baila, if her husband dies, let him not sell a Kayin. She's not allowed to marry a Kayin. For Tana Tuni, we learn to the Mishnah like this. Rashi Tana Didan, Kimoy Aboyna Achuna. Tana Didan says, V'chein Abu Alachas Mikol Arroyas Amuras Batoira. If you live with one of the Arroyas, Yichayev. Now, Oy Psulas, or else you live with one of the Psulas. But the more my V'chein, what does it mean V'chein? My love doesn't mean loishna b'shoigeg loishna b'meizit, for loishna b'yoynis loishna b'rotzen. No matter how it is, still we say she's tzula to a kain. Or katani posla says she's posla. Mashmi, even if she lived with one of the arroyos b'yoynis, she was forced to live with one of the arroyos, so she does not become osa to a husband. But l'maisa posla, she's posla to a kain. So Rosh says loy, maybe that won't be the deek here. My v'chein, what's the v'chein? Maybe only in arro. That the Chiddush is Aro. If you live with one of the Aroyas, Rechnos the Satara, you chayif. But maybe Bionish, you did not become Sula, maybe. For the Gemara Aro, demand. Who made Aroy here? Ilema, the Aroyas. If you want to say, but the Aroyas, Lamema, then you want to teach, tell me, the Aroyas Yafinim Yavama. But the Mishnah starts off saying, by Yavama, one Alocha. Then it says, Vachain by Aroyas. The same Alocha you have by Yavama applies by Aroyas. So if the Mishnah means the case of a Haro, who will be Mashmi learning out Haro from Yibum, from Aroyas. Fred Gmar just you're learning out the Haro of Aroyas from Yibum. Fred Gmar just the opposite. Haro b'Aroyas Ksiv we had before. The whole Pasha that you Chayiv for Achnosas HaTorah, you learn out b'Aroyas. So what do you mean here? We're learning out Aroyas from Yibumah. Ela Mai V'chein, what is the Mai V'chein going on? Maybe Ashloi Kedarkoi. The Aroyas, that you live with them, Shloi Kedarkoi, also Yechayif. For the Gemara Adi Rabba, Ika Mishke V'yisha B'Aroyas Ksiv, the same thing, the Ika Chiddush that Yechayif at Aroyas, whether you live with the Yisha Kedarkoi or Shloi Kedarkoi, Yechayif, what the Pasuk says, Mishke V'yisha, any way you live with them. And then it says B'Aroyas, and we learn out Yibum from Aroyas. So what's the pshat now? Mishnah smashma by Yibum, it's pshita, and we'll learn that Aroyas from Yibum. Moses Elamai v'chein, what's the v'chein? Ashloi kedarka the chay v'lavin. On a regular chay v'lavin, that he live with them, shloi kedarka, you also chayiv. Now we'll learn out from Yibum. So my Rav says like this. Eishes koyein shenensa. On Eishes koyein, if she's married to a koyein, and somebody lives with even only four son, the locher is, Baila loikule mishum zayna. The husband is not allowed, the kohen is not allowed to live with her anymore, and if the kohen lives with her, he's mamish over the aver of a zayna. For the Gemara mishum zaynin, mishum tumaloi, she's not only a zayna, the Torah says, Eishas kohen, she has a din saito, she's also to you, machmas tuma, she's also to you. So where it says, Eimach mishum zayna, and the Chnami, two things she's also to you. She's also to you, mishum, she's a saito, and she's also to you, mishum zayna. Rashi says, "Baila loyka lemishum zayna desiv zayna liyikachu v'stam zayna einu minefes tachas baila she toso meyacha baila lizorim." That's called the stam zayna when she was married, she lived with somebody else. Now v'zu alfa gav the nensa gav b'koyin lepolag rachamona b'nes ben rotzim by a koyin there's no nafkamina. Therefore she becomes a zayna. So meres the kash Rashi b'shem tum aloy b'tzmiyo harmina perakamo homani mekayim achre asher hutamo. The rabbi said to Shinibla, the civil Yuchel Baila, that a said to Shinibla, she's also to a husband. And by a Kayan, even Biyoinis, she's also to a husband. So not only is there an Issa Zaina, there's the regular list of a Saita. So what's the Zaina Konami? Itaka Chayi both. Yachayi Mishum Zaina and Mishum Saita. For the Gemara, Moser of Zer, Zer is the cash like this. The Posse says, V'hi loin is posha. She was not forced, Asura. By a regular wife, or Eishes Yisrael, not forced, then she's a Saita, she's also to her husband. The Diyak is on this posha. Let's say she was forced, she was an Oinus. Muteris, then she's allowed to live with her husband, by Eishes Yisrael. But you should know, V'yesh Tocha Acheret is another type of a wife. She'afo Pishin is posha, even though she was forced. Asura, still she's also to her husband. V'yeh Zazu, who is that? Eishes Kain. But Eshes Kohen, she's also to husband. V'la'av abo mechal asei asei, and it's nisar asei. So the Zoe, what are you saying? You get Malkus for a soita. It's not a nisar soita. It's only a nisar asei. You only get Malkus for Zoina. So what do you mean to say? V'chein mishum tumah. So my Rabbi says like this, no. Ha'kol hoya bechlal Zoina. They're all bechlal Zoina. Kishaporet lechua kosiv gabi Eshes Yisroel v'ilay nisposha. The Torah says the chiddush by an Eshes Yisroel, if she's done it beinus, she's only osur if it was done beratzon. She was not forced. Her nisposhim, she was forced muteris. If an Eshes Yisroel was forced to live with somebody, then she's still muter to her husband. Nechlal is a dig over here to Eshes Kayin. If she's married to a Kayin, the Kayin remains the way it is. Not the pshat that's only nisra say, but it's a regular isalav. Yeah. So now that's why it's good, why you chayiv mishum tumroso. Vika the army something like this. Omar Rabba, Eshes Kohen shenenso, and Eshes Kohen that was manis, is baila loikole mishum tumma. Fakert, the istus mishum tumma, she's like a saita. For the gemar mishum tumma, mishum zayna loy. Alma, what do you see? Boinus like rinim bay zayna. That if somebody forces her, she's not called a zayna. But the Gemara Moser Reb Zeri Astakasha. The Pasuk says, "Vila Nisposha." She was not forced Asura. Her Nisposha, she was forced Muteris. That's by Eshes Yisrael. But Vieshtach Acheret is another type of a wife. Shafo Pishin Nisposha, even though she was forced Asura, still she's also to her husband. Vieshtachu, who is this? Eshes Kayin. The Chur V'lava Bo Mechal Asay Asay. There's Nisar Asay. So Chur the Kashri is there's not even Malkus for Tuma. There's only an Isra say. There's a Nimar no, Amar Rovo, Hakolhoye Bechlal Achvesh Yutama. They're all Bechlal that Isra Tuma the Yavard in Saita. Kishapor Bechlal Kosov Gabi Eshes Yisroel, Vilo Nisposh Asura. Only by Eshes Yisroel the Torah says the Chiddush. That when is she also if she was not forced? Ho Nisposha Muteris. But if she was forced, she's Mutter. Nechlal, from here it's a Raya, the Eshes Koyin Kedekayim Mekayimah. The Eshes Koyin remains the way it was before. When Eshes Kohen has no chiddush of being oinus, even though she's forced, still she has it inside her. Therefore, she remains with the Issa Tumah, like the less sheet there is, and Echnami is zoinus she does now. Now this pshat is a zoinus only, she did it be berotzen. The oinus is not called a zoinus. But I'll call upon him a soita she's called, that the husband will get malchus for the pasuk of Achri Asher Hutama. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding daf nun vov on the base by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Ye almona l'koyin godol." If a koyin godol marries an almona, that's a chay v'lav, and it's also, or else gerusha v'chalutza, gerush, or in Israel say, if it's also for koyin godol to marry an almona, gerusha v'chalutza l'koyin hedyot. When a case where a regular koyin marries a gerusha or a chalutza, it's also a chay v'lav. Now, min erison, let's say the only made kedushin. The lochr is lo yoichlo b'truma. His wife is not allowed to eat truma. So Rashi learns the Mishnah means here that Mishosh and Eskatshu Leilu Kedushi Aveiro Nivsalo Melecho Betruma Deveinoso in Bas Koyin. Rashi here in the first Pshat learns that we're talking about that the Isha is a Bas Koyin. She's a Koyin's daughter. So normally she's allowed to eat truma. If she gets married to a Koyin, she's also allowed to eat truma. But here when she got married though, since she married a Koyin that she's also to, she's a Gerusha. And the Kohen married her, so it's like Mishta Merish. Lebi Absulom, it's oimit to be osur, so therefore she can't eat, she loses her din, tichruma. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Is Minerosin, as soon as they make Kedushin, lo yechle betruma. She's not allowed to eat truma anymore. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Machshirin, they say no, she's allowed to eat truma, because she's still a Bas Kohen, and she didn't become posel yet, because they didn't live together. Like Rashi says, Machshiru means Ad Sheti Boyoloi, until they have be, until they live together. V'etasa Chalolo, then she'll become Posel, she'll become a Chalolo, because Lamaisa, she's a Gerusha, and she's also to get married to a Kohen. So when a Kohen lives with them, then she becomes a Chalolo. K'dechsibar, the Posel says, Lo Yechalo Vidashin Shnei Chilulim, that two things go wrong. Echad Lo V'yechad Lazara.
In the case where a Gerusha gets married to a Kohen, first of all, she has a child. The child is a Cholo or a Chalolo, and she also becomes a Chalolo that she can't eat Trumah anymore. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Machshirin that she's still kosher up until they have Bia. But just the fact that the Kohen married a Gerusha, she's still not eat Trumah. That's the Machlokes. What about Nis'armalu or Nisgar Shumin HaNisuyin? Let's say Lamaisa, they had Kedushin, they had Nisuyin, they got married. And then she became an Amoni, the Kohen died. All she got to get is Psulos. The Psula, she can't eat Trumah anymore. Why? Because since they already had Nisuyin, when they lived together, she became a Chalola. When the Kohen was boy to live with the Grusha became a Chalola, she can't eat Trumah anymore. Even if she's a Bas Kohen. Mashen came in Erisin Ksheris. Let's say the Kohen only made Kedushin with his wife, the Grusha, and then he died, or he gave her a get. So Maisa, since she's still a Bas Kohen, she's Lari Truma now. She didn't become a Chalola because she did not live with him. So Rashi learns in Erisin Ksheris. Rashi, the Afilu Rav Meir, even according to Rav Meir Shita, Loi Posel Min Erisin Ela Bechayein. The beginning of Tanna Kama Va Mishnah says she's Posel only when the husband is still married to her. The Mishtameres Lebiya Psula, because they're Oymeh to have a Biya Psula, therefore she's Posel Tichuma. Avu Meisulai, but when the husband dies and they never live together, so she did not become a Chalola, therefore Pshita she's Lari Truma. So that's the loch of our Mishnah. So the Kitzadika Machlekes is, if a Kohen marries a Gerusha, and the Gerusha is a Bas Yisrael, that like a Bas Kohen, that like this she was Lari Truma. Now that she married the Kohen, before they had the Bia, it's called Mishtamera, she's Oymeh to have a Bia Issa to become a Chalola, but she didn't become a Chalola yet. Is she Lari Truma? Rav Meir says she's not Lari Truma already, since she's married to an Issa. So it's Oymeh to become a Chalola, she's Posel Tichuma right now, calls the man they're married. And if she gets a get from him, or if he dies, then she'll be Mutter Tichuma. But right now she's also. And Rav Lezer says no, she's Lari Truma right now. Lamaisa didn't have V yet, she did not become a Chalola yet, she's still a Bas Kohen, therefore she's Lari Truma. So it says like this. Tanya Omer Rav Meir. Rav Meir says like this. Kal v'chomer. Meir has a Kal v'chomer. He's the Tanakhama of a Mishnah that says when a Kohen marries the Gerusha, even though she's a Bas Kohen, and even though they didn't have Bia yet, still she's also a Tichuma. Why? So he has a Kal v'chomer. Oma Kedusha Rishus. Ein Machilin. Just like when they have Kedusha of Rishus where she's allowed to. Then she does, they don't need Truma. Is Kedusha Yaveru Lekoshchein. Where they made a Kedushin Baveira here, where a Kohen married a Gerusha, it's an Aveira. For sure that his wife cannot eat Truma. Omru Loi, Sachom answered back, Reb Lezer, answered back to Reb Meir and said, no, Loyim Omata B'Kedusha Rishus, when do we say by Kedusha Rishus true, that his wife cannot eat Truma? Shekein Ein Loi Lahachab Amokom Achar, because there's no other place he could be Michaela where she could eat Truma. Tayoma B'Kedusha Yaveira, Mashenken over here, where this Kohen married the Gerusha, but he's the Kohen Akoponim. Shekein Yesh Talahachab Amokom Acher. Let's say the Kohen would marry a different wife. He wouldn't have married a Gerusha. He would marry a regular wife. So Avadi would be Michael of a Truma. So since here that he is a Kohen, he could be Michael's wife, Truma. So now that he married a Gerusha, but Kozman didn't have Bia, Kozman she did not become a Chalola, that's Rav Elazar Shita, that she could still eat Truma. So it's a big shail exactly what was Remeyas Kal V'chomer, what does he mean, Kedusha Rishus? So Rashi has two pshatim. First Rashi learns, Ma Kedusha Rishus, Rashi learns right in Gemara, Kegoin Yisroel Shekidish Bas Kohen. Let's say regularly Yisroel married the Bas Kohen. Shein Kedushev Aveira. There's no Aveira. A Yisroel is allowed to marry a Bas Kohen. And the locher is, Ein Machilin, Kleimer, Ein Manicha Noisel Echel. His wife now cannot eat Truma. Even though she's a Bas Kohen. The Tanan Lekamon will learn later, for Erisin Poistman Pergamon Lekohen Godel. As soon as the Yisrael marries a Bas Kohen, as soon as she's married to a Yisrael, she loses a din, she can't eat Truma. So, that's what Mez Kal V'chomer. When a Yisrael marries a Bas Kohen, there's no Azera, she cannot eat Truma anymore. So over here, where a Kohen married a Gerusha, where it's an Azera involved, for sure she cannot eat Truma. And this Reb Lezer says back, no, that I tell you, when a Yisrael marries a Bas Kohen, the Yisrael can never be Michael his wife, Truma. A Yisrael can't eat Truma, so no matter who he gets married to, she can never eat Truma. But over here, it's a Kohen marrying a Grusha. Now the Kohen, if he would marry another wife, not a Grusha, he would be Michael, he could let his wife eat Truma. So the Zoe, now that he's marrying Grusha, Reb Lezer Sforer, so what? She doesn't become Posel yet. She's a Bas Yisrael. She's a Bas Kohen. She has her own right to Truma. So when the Kohen would be Boyala, live with her Mamish, since she's a Grusha, it's called the B.S. Avera, she will become a Chalola. From then on, true, she can't eat Truma. But here we're talking about before they had the Bia. She's not a Chalola yet. Therefore, Reb Lezer Shitter is that she is allowed to eat Truma. Rashi has Loshen Ach, another Pshat Rashi learns that we're not only talking about a Kohen, about a Yisrael, we're talking about a Kohen though. That a Kohen either remarried a Bas Kohen, or else he married a Bas Yisrael. It goes both ways. Right. But, then the Gemara says, Omer Reb Lozer, Omer Reb Oishia, Petsuwa Daka Kohen. If you have a Kohen, that's a Petsuwa Daka. So, Kitzah, he's not allowed to marry any Yisrael. He can't marry into Klal Yisrael. Tzuadaka, something wrong with his Eivor, he can't be Mazri, he can't have children anymore, so there's a lot, he can't marry any Bas Yisrael. But he's a Kohen. What happened to a Kohen, a Tzuadaka Kohen? Shekidesh Bas Yisrael. That he married a Bas Yisrael. Married a regular Bas Yisrael, he's doing an Avera right now. So the Shaila is she Ladi Trum or not? So he says, the Chura, Bonu la Machloikis, Reb Meir, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, is telling the Machloikis, in our Mishnah, Reb Meir, that says they can't eat Truma, to Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, that says they could eat Truma. So it sounds like this. Yeah. So it sounds like Reb Meir, Diyoma. Mishtameris lebiya psula diaraisa. Layochlo, Reb Meir Svara, now Mishnah is, where a Kohen marries a Grusha, even though she's a Bas Kohen. But since Lamaisa they had Kedushin together, and she's a Mishtameris, she's aimed like to have via with her husband eventually, and that will be an Issa diaraisa. So right now, Madirabon and Shekhani Truma is Hainami Layochlo. Over here also Shekhani Truma. The Kohen, he's a Psua Daka. He got married to a Bas Yisrael. Even though usually when a Kohen gets married to somebody, even though she's a Bas Yisrael, she's allowed to eat Truma. But even though we hold that from Kedushin she can't eat Truma, it's only from the Suyin, so Rashi before said, we're going according to the Mishnah Rishon and Ksubis that says, that a Giyas man v'leinissu v'chelas mishloi v'chelas b'truma. Like I'm old, they used to make Kedushin now, and make up, they're going to make Nisuyin a year later, 12 months later. Let's say the 12 months came by, and the Kohen still did not marry his wife. So Halacha is then that she's allowed to eat Truma then. Because really, midiraisa, when a Kohen marries a wife, even just with Kedushin alone, even if she's a Bas Yisrael, she's allowed to eat Truma. That's what Torah says, Kinyan Kaspoi, when a Kohen gets married just with Kedushin, midiraisa, his wife is allowed to eat Truma. Midirabonin is supposed to wait until they have Nisuyin. So the Mishnah Rishon in Ksubas holds that if they made a time to make the Nisuyin, and they didn't make the Nisuyin yet, from then on she's Ladi Truma. The other Shaila is, the Kohen now is a Psua Daka, and he got married to a regular Bas Yisrael, and it came already to 12 months when they're supposed to make Nisuyin, and they didn't make Nisuyin yet. So the Shaila, can she eat Truma now? But Mai says she's not a Chalola yet, because they didn't live together yet, and she's an Ashes Kohen, so maybe she's Ladi Truma. So saying according to Rav Meir Shita, that a Mishta Meravis Labi Yipsula, since she's only to have eventually become a Chalola. Because when the Kohen will live with her, since the Kohen is a Psua Daka, she'll become Posel. So right now, according to Reb Meir, she can't eat Truma either. Mashen Kain, L'Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, the Amri, they say in our Mishnah that Mishta Meravis Labi Yipsula D'Yerais Ochla, that even though like in the Mishnah where a Kohen married Grusha, they hold Kozman, they didn't live together. The only made Kedushin, she is a Ladi Truma. Here also, if this Kohen, the Psua Daka, married a Bas Yisrael, Lamaisa, she is an Ashes Kohen right now, and she's not Tosel Chalola yet because they didn't live together, so she's a Ladi Truma. So the Chura, this Machlek, told the Machlek is, Remei and Reb Lez and Reb Shimon. Tzumara says no. The Reis Ochle is Honami Ochle.